We're also going to implement, or we're going to move toward implementation of a new paramedic service delivery model, or RMD. This new proposed method of service delivery for our paramedics has created quite a buzz in the local media. The Rapid Medic Deployment Model, or RMD, is not a new idea. In the state of California, this system has been in place for many, many years in other municipalities that are very similar in call volume and demographics to Long Beach. In fact, only Los Angeles, Orange, and Contra Costa counties currently do not have this model as an option for service. Let me take a minute to explain why the RMD system of deployment is actually an improvement over our current system of deployment. All Long Beach firefighters are certified emergency medical technicians who can handle most medical emergencies. Firefighter paramedics have additional medical training and handle most advanced medical issues. In Los Angeles County, two paramedics are required to be on the scene before they are considered a fully functioning paramedic unit and can begin paramedic treatment. In nearly every other county in the state, the arrival of one paramedic allows full treatment to begin. Currently, the Long Beach Fire Department deploys 8 paramedic rescue ambulances that are staffed with 2 firefighter paramedics. In addition, we also staff 9 of our fire engines with a single paramedic. Those engines are referred to as assessment engines. Currently, when a call comes in that is determined to be advanced life support or ALS level call, such as chest pain or shortness of breath, the closest fire engine is dispatched along with the closest paramedic rescue ambulance. Roughly 75% of the time, the fire engine arrives on the scene first to begin to render aid to the patient. Sometimes that engine has a paramedic on board, and sometimes they only have firefighter EMTs. When the paramedic rescue ambulance arrives on scene, they take charge of the care of the patient and prepare them for transport to a local hospital. The vast majority of the time, one firefighter paramedic rides in the back of the ambulance and provides patient care, and the other firefighter paramedic drives the ambulance to the hospital. In those situations where two paramedics are needed for patient care in the back of the ambulance, the firefighter paramedic that would have normally driven to the hospital assists the other paramedic in the back of the ambulance, and one of the crew members from the fire engine drives the ambulance to the hospital. The remaining crew on the engine follows the ambulance to the hospital to assist. The RMD system would provide the following enhancements to our system. First, we will increase the number of fire engines in the city that have a paramedic on board from 9 to 16. Every engine in the city will have paramedic capability, thus improving our initial response time citywide for ALS service. In the field of EMS, speed saves lives. Every call in the city will have a paramedic on scene to assess the level of need and begin immediately render paramedic level services to those that meet ALS criteria without waiting for a second unit to arrive. Further, patients that would have otherwise been assessed by an EMT will also see an increase in their level of care, as a paramedic will be on scene to evaluate every patient. Second, we will increase the number of paramedic rescue ambulances from 8 to 11. We will staff each ambulance with a firefighter paramedic and a fire department EMT ambulance operator. This will provide an increased level of service in the following ways. First, because there will be more ALS capable ambulances, the overall response times to get a paramedic ambulance on scene will decrease citywide. Second, because of the increase in the number of ambulances, the overall call volume per paramedic ambulance will decrease, as they will be handling calls in their primary geographic location versus traveling long distances across the city for calls outside their primary area. Take, for example, Rescue 10. In 2011, Rescue 10, which is located in central Long Beach, responded to nearly 4,500 calls for service. Under the RMD system, we anticipate a reduction of nearly 1,000 calls for service for this unit alone, as we will have more units available to spread out the workload. Under the RMD system, we will have 2 paramedics on the scene of every call that is determined to either be BLS, basic life support, or ALS, advanced life support, by the initial call screening. They will just arrive on different apparatus. The fire department EMT ambulance operator will take a place of the current firefighter paramedic that drives the ambulance to the hospital, while the paramedic in the back continues to provide care to the patient. We have scoured the nation looking for data on projected outcomes for the system and have not found anything that suggests this system is a degradation of patient care. In fact, most studies suggest that under this system, because every apparatus has a paramedic, the level of patient care overall improves across the board. One of the recent concerns was related to response times with this new model of deployment. In 2011, our average response time for medical emergencies for the first arriving engine or truck to ALS level calls was 6 minutes and 7 seconds. our average response time citywide for first arriving assessment engine or rescue ambulance to the same type of call in 2011 was 6 minutes and 26 seconds. By placing a paramedic on every engine in the city, we will achieve lower overall response times for ALS level patients by nearly 30 seconds and start advanced care immediately upon arrival of the engine. This system will enable us to deliver a paramedic to the scene faster, allowing them the ability to begin treatment immediately upon arrival. This is an improvement over our current system. So how will we implement this system? Our funding will come from a couple different sources that I will go into detail on in coming slides. We will engage Los Angeles County Emergency Medical Services Agency and clearly outline the system we would like to implement. In a very transparent way, we will participate in a vetting process with the county. Based on preliminary meetings, we anticipate a high likelihood of success through this process and anticipate the county granting us the ability to conduct a trial study on the RMD system in Long Beach. Long Beach has always been at the forefront of countywide EMS issues, and this process will be nearly identical to the many other trial studies we have conducted in Long Beach that have led to better patient care for our customers. As I mentioned earlier, we don't have to look too far outside the city to see the RMD system in place. San Diego, a city that is very similar to Long Beach in many ways, has been using this system for nearly 20 years with positive outcomes. In Long Beach, we will actually provide a better system that is in place in San Diego by relying on fire department employees to provide the ambulance operator piece. These fire department EMT ambulance operators work right alongside our firefighters. They live in the same stations, they are required to adhere to the same continuing education standards, and they are subject to our current quality assurance and quality improvement programs. Perhaps the best part is that we already have most of these employees. These are trusted members of the Long Beach Fire Department, and under the RMD system, their level of skill will continue to improve as they partner and function with a firefighter paramedic every day. Our ambulance operator program will finally become the feeder system for future firefighters that it was initially envisioned on its inception.